either reserve. You're listening to leaders.com.
If this is my shock for the sinners, فَكَيْفَ الْمُقْبِلُونَ عَلَيَّ, then what must be my mercy? What must be my kindness? What must be my shafqat for those who are obedient to me? He says, oh my Allah, this is how you deal with one who is disobedient to you. فَكَيْفَ رِفْقُكَ وَرَحْمَتُكَ بِمَنْ يُطِيعُكَ. What must be your kindness? What must be your mercy with one who is obedient to you? Fuzail bin Ayaz, rahmatullah alayhi, says, Allah goes on to say, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي دَعَانِي فَلَمْ أُلَبِّهِ. Who is there that called out to his Allah and Allah didn't reply to his call? مَنْ الَّذِي سَالَنِي فَلَمْ أُعْطِهِ. Who is there that asked Allah and Allah didn't give him? مَنْ الَّذِي قَرَى عَلَى بَابِي فَلَمْ أَفْتَحْ لَهُ. Who is there that knocked the door of Allah and Allah didn't open that door for him? The greatest sinner in the dead of the night says, Ya Allah, Allah's qasam. Allah replies, لَبَّيْك يَا عَبْدِي لَبَّيْك. Oh my slave, I am present. What is it that you want? 100 times he says, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Allah's qasam, 100 times Allah will reply, labbaik, 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 la yatabarram bil haidha wal hajat. They will ask and ask and Allah will never get tired of listening. أنا الجواد ومن الجود أنا الكريم ومن الكرم. Allah says, I am the most generous and from me is all generosity. ومن كرمي أني أعطي السائل أني أعطي العبد ما سألني. ومن كرمي أني أعطيه ما لم يسألني. ومن كرمي أنه أني أعطي التائب كأنه لم يعصني. Allah says, from my generosity is such that I give the slave who asks what he asked for and I give him what he didn't ask for also. And I give the one who has knocked the door of Tawbah, who has come back to Allah as if he never disobeyed me. Yabna Adam ma ansaftani. Allah calls out, oh my slaves, you have not dealt fairly with me. عبدي إن ذكرتني ذكرتك وإن نسيتني ذكرتك. Oh my slave, when you remember me, I remember you. And when you forget me, I still remember you. Allah is waiting. إني والجن والإنس في نبأ عظيم. There is a great dispute between me and insan and jinnat. أخلق ويعبد غيري. I created them, they worship others besides me. Arzuq wa yushkar siwa'i. I sustain them, they make shukr to others besides me. Khayri ilal ibad nazil. The best from me comes down to my creation. Sharruhum ilayya sa'id. The worst from them comes back to me. كم أتحبب إليك بالنعم وأنا غني عنك. Allah calls out, O insan, how many times, how much have I shown my love to you by showering bounty upon you whilst I don't need you. وكم تتبغض إلي بالمعاصي وأنت فقير إلي. How have you paid back my love? How have you paid back my generosity? How much you are trying to earn my anger by your sinning and sinning and sinning whilst you need me. I don't need you, you need me, yet you still continue to sin. You still continue to turn your back on Allah. Abu Sulaiman Darani says to Ahmad bin Abi al-Huwari, Allah says to Jibreel, Ya Jibreel, man taladhadha bi kalami wastaraha ila munajati. O Jibreel, those who get lazzat and ecstasy by talking to their Allah, those whose hearts get rahat and peace in communion with Allah. Allah says, أنا أسمع كلامهم Allah says, I am listening to them. Wara haninahum wa bukahum. I am listening to their crying, their exulting, their turning towards the Allah. Tell them, O Jibreel, tell them. Ma hadha al-jaza' alladhi arahu minkum. Hal mukhbirukum mukhbir an al-habib yu'adhibu ahbabahu fi an-nar. Why are you crying like this? Allah says to Jibreel, tell them who are standing up and knocking the door of Allah in the dead of night, why are you crying like this? Has someone told you that a lover will punish his beloved? أَوَّلُ مَا أُعْطِيهِمْ أَنْ أَقْذِفَ مِن نُورِي فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. The first thing I will give them is that I will put my noor in their hearts. والثاني لو كانت السماوات السبع والأرضين السبع في موازينهم لاستقللتها لهم. And the second thing, if the seven heavens and the seven earths had to be placed in their scale of good deeds, I will regard this to be too little for them. The day will come. Allah says, tell them, O Jibreel, the day is coming when I will remove the hijab from in front of me. They will be looking at me. I will be looking at them. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make this dua. Allahumma rizqni ladhatan nadri ila wajhik. O Allah, grant me the lazzat and the ecstasy of being able to look directly at you. What must be the beauty of Allah? What must be the magnificence of Allah? Allama Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi mentions a riwayat, daif riwayat. He says that the first gaze when the jannati will look at the countenance of Allah. How can words possibly express the beauty of Allah? Thousands and millions of insan, their bodies have been cut into pieces. They have endured hunger. They have endured suffering. They have endured hardship. They have endured pain. They have endured difficulty upon difficulty. The skin of their bodies have been wrenched from their flesh. Their blood has flowed. All to acquire Allah. All seeking the pleasure of Allah. Without seeing Allah. What must it be when they will see Allah? What words can possibly describe that ecstasy? Whose greatness is such? Inna lillahi ta'ala malaika. Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi mentions the riwayat. He says Allah has created some angels, sufufun huwa in saf in salah, mundu khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard, and they have been in saf from the time the heavens and the earth were created. لا ينصرفون عن مصافهم ولا ينصرفونها إلى يوم القيامة. They will not move from those safs right up till Qiyama. وملائكة سجودٌ. And there are some angels in sajda in front of Allah. لا يرفعون رؤوسهم ولا يرفعونها إلى يوم القيامة. They will not raise up their heads from that sajda right up till Qiyamat. Millions and millions of years. One occupation to the exclusion of everything else, praising Allah, glorifying Allah, hymning the praises of Allah. They do not eat, they do not drink, they do not sleep. One work only, the greatness of Allah, the majesty of Allah, the glory of Allah, whose majesty, whose greatness is such. قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَن تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا وَلَوْ أَنَّمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ أَقْلَامٌ وَالْبَحْرُ يَمُدُّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ سَبْعَةُ أَبْحُرٍ مَا نَفِدَتْ كَلِمَاتُ اللَّهِ. Allah says, let the trees on the surface of this earth become pens. Let the waters of the oceans of this world become ink. Add another seven oceans to that. And then say to the entire insan, this human being, normally the average human being in his life uses 6% on average of his brain. The other 94% is still sleeping. Einstein, when they exhumed his body, they found he had used 11.2% of his brain. He also, the other 89% was sleeping. If Allah Ta'ala had to open up the mental capacity of every insan to 100%, each one given the life of Nuh alayhi salam, the trees will become pens, the waters of the ocean ink, the lifespan of Nuh alayhi salam, mental capacity 100%, and then they ordered right now, what must you write? Write the greatness of Allah, write the kalimat of Allah, and do not pause. Maximum mental capacity, maximum lifespan, and more than that, the rest of Allah's creation, which are in tasbih of Allah, سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ تُسَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنْ كُلٌّ قَدْ عَلِمَ صَلَاتَهُ وَتَسْبِيحَهُ. Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, every leaf, every blade of grass, every stone, every grain of sand, everything in existence is making tasbih of Allah. Praising Allah, glorifying Allah. Allah says to all these creation, give talqeen to this insan, so that with the lifespan of Nuh alayhi salam, and with 100% mental capacity, he does not pause even for 1 second. Insan must write, not only insan, jinnat also write, not only jinnat, malaika of Allah also write, Jibrail, Mikail, Israfil, Israel, every angel of Allah, not only them, Yusuf alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, Dhulkifl alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam, Idris alayhi salam, Yunus alayhi salam, Dawud alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, every Nabi of Allah and Imamul Anbiya, Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you also write, every creation of Allah writing and writing and writing the greatness of Allah, the majesty of Allah, the glory of Allah, the kibriyai of Allah, the jalal of Allah, the azmat of Allah, the kalimat of Allah. Insan will perish, jinnat will perish, malaika will perish, anbiya will perish, the trees will come to an end, the waters of the ocean will come to an end, but Allah's greatness, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal will never ever come to an end. Akbar min kulli kabir, aqwa min kulli qawi, a'az min kulli aziz, ajal min kulli jaleel, more powerful than all those with power, more greater than all those who ascribe to greatness, more mighty than anyone with might, more glorified than anyone who ascribes glory to himself. One Allah, when he reveals himself, that angel, millions and millions of years, nothing else he did but praise Allah. On the Vaida Kana, Yawmul Qiyamah, when the day of Qiyamah will come, decision will take place, hisab will occur, the announcement will be made, fariqun fil jannah wa fariqun fil sa'ir, one group in jannat, one group in jahannam. Allah will gather the jannatis. تُرِيدُونَ شَيْئًا أَزِيدُكُمْ. Is there anything more that I can give you? They will say, Ya Allah, you have given everything. Ya Allah, you have enlightened our faces. Ya Allah, you saved us from Jahannam. What more can we ask? فَيُكْشَفُ الْحِجَابِ. The veil from in front of Allah will be removed. Allama Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says, the first gaze at Allah by the mu'min in Jannat, he will forget the rivers of Jannat, forget the streams of Jannat, forget the wives of Jannat, forget the palaces of Jannat, forget the countless bounties of Jannat. He will be so overtaken by the magnificence of Allah that they will stare transfixed at Allah, and that first gaze will last 800,000 years. Staring at the magnificence of Allah. That angel, when it raises up its head for the first time, for the first time, it will see the object of its praise. And besakhta, involuntarily, the words will come on the lips of this angel, Subhanak, glory be to you, O my Allah, I have not praised you as you ought to have been praised. This is not some jamaat, this is not some organization, this is not some political movement. Tabligh is our need. Each one's heart has to be linked to Allah. Each one has to come back to Allah. Each one has to make that effort to take the ghair, everything besides Allah, the greatness of every entity, the allegiance of every entity besides Allah, out of the heart. Each one on his lips has to be the da'wat of La ilaha illallah day and night. This is the job of this ummah, La ilaha. There is no deity. When we hear La ilaha illallah, first thing comes in the mind, stones, idols. No deity, no God besides Allah. Don't worship stones. That is not the only meaning of La ilaha illallah. La ilaha, don't worship yourself also. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَىٰ. Allah says, why don't you see those people who have made their own nafs the ilah? What does it mean, don't worship yourself? That whatever comes in your heart you do, that is self-worship. To follow your desires is self-worship. La ilaha, I am nothing, illallah, Allah is everything. La ilaha, the shop is nothing, illallah, Allah is everything. La ilaha, the degrees and universities and education of this world is nothing, illallah, Allah is everything. La ilaha, the governments of this world are nothing, illallah, Allah is everything. La ilaha, the science, technology of this world is nothing, illallah, Allah is everything. La ilaha, the weaponry, atom bomb, hydrogen bomb of this world is nothing, illallah, Allah is everything. La ilaha, earth, wind, fire, water is nothing, illallah, Allah is everything. This sword of La ilaha, illallah, has to be slashed on everything in existence, in the heavens, in the earth, right, west, north, south, Rabbul Mashriq wal Maghrib, Rabbul Mashariq wa Rabbul Magharib, Rabbul Mashriqain wa Rabbul Maghribain, Rabbul Samawati Saba wa Rabbul Arshil Azim, east, west, north, south, above, below, أَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا, turn in any direction, فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ, and it is only Allah. One Allah alone is doing. Cut off your allegiance, cut off your reliance, remove the greatness, the shirk of every other entity out of this heart, and link yourself only to Allah. Everything you want is by Allah. This earth which you are walking on belongs to Allah. إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لِلَّهِ, the sky above you belongs to Allah. خَلَقَ السَّبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا وَجَعَلْنَا السَّمَاءَ سَقْفًا مَحْفُوظًا, the sun from which you are deriving heat belongs to Allah. وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرٍ لَهَا وَجَعَلْنَاهَا سِرَاجًا وَهَّاجًا, the sky, the ground, the seas belong to Allah. هُوَ الَّذِي سَخَّرَ الْبَحْرِ, the rivers belong to Allah. سَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الْأَنْهَارِ, the wind belongs to Allah. تَصْرِيفِ الرِّيَاحِ, the clouds belong to Allah. وَالسَّحَابِ الْمُسَخَّرِ, the rainwaters belong to Allah. أَنَّا صَبَبْنَا الْمَاءَ صَبَّا, the crops from the earth belong to Allah. ثُمَّ شَقَقْنَا الْأَرْضَ شَقَّا فَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا حَبًّا وَعِنَبًا وَقَضْبًا وَزَيْتُونًا وَنَخْلًا وَحَدَائِقَ غُلْبًا وَفَاكِهَةً وَأَبًّا مَتَاعًا لَكُمْ وَلِأَنْعَامِكُمْ, whether it is crops, whether it is grains, whether it is the water you drink. أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ أَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ, whether it is the agriculture you do. أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرُثُونَ أَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ, whether it is the relation with your wife. أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تُمْنُونَ أَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْخَالِقُونَ, whether it is the sea, whether it is the fishes in the oceans. لِتَأْكُلُوا مِنْهُ لَحْمًا طَرِيًّا, whether it is the treasures of the oceans. لِتَسْتَخْرِجُوا مِنْهُ حِلْيَةً تَلْبَسُونَهَا, whether it is your ships. وَتَرَى الْفُلْكَ مَوَاخِرَ فِيهِ, heavens, earth, south, west, north, east, everything in existence belongs to one Allah alone. One direction, La ilaha, break off the allegiance and reliance of everything, illallah, one Allah alone. And Allah calls out, قُلْ لِمَنِ الْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهَا, ask them, لِمَنِ الْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهَا, to whom does the earth belong and everything on the earth? سَيَقُولُونَ لِلَّهِ, eventually they will have to say it belongs to Allah. قُلْ مَنْ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ السَّبْعَ وَرَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ, who does the seven heavens and the seven earths belong to? Who is the Rabb of everything in existence? سَيَقُولُونَ لِلَّهِ, they will have to say Allah. So how much longer is this insan going to make war with his Allah? How much longer is he going to turn his back on his Allah? All the problems, all the calamities, all the hardships, all the difficulties, all the humiliation facing this entire ummah. His roots are in this, that this ummah has turned itself away from Allah. Hymning the praises of Allah, glorifying Allah, calling out to Allah, giving our lives for Allah, giving our wealth for Allah. This is our job, this is our maqsad, this is our purpose, this is our objective, in this is our protection, in this is our nourishment, in this is our honor, in this is our respect. You want respect, it is from Allah. تُعِزُّ مَن تَشَى. You want to be safe from disgrace, from Allah. تُذِلُّ مَن تَشَى. You want life, يُحْيِي. You want to be safe from death, you meet in the hands of Allah. You want happiness in the hands of Allah, adhaq. You want to be safe from sadness, wabka. Sadness in the hands of Allah. You want risk, yabsutu rizqa limay yasha. You want to be safe from poverty, wa yaqdir, in the hands of Allah. One ruler alone. La mani'a lima atayt, what he wants to give, no one can withhold. La radda lima qadayt, what he decides, no one can dispel. Ma yamsaska Allahu bidur, fala kashifa lahu illahu. If Allah puts you in a problem, no one is going to remove this problem besides Allah. وَإِنْ يُرِيدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَادَّ لِفَضْلِ. And if Allah makes the decision of good, no one will dispel this goodness. مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةٍ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا وَمَا يُمْسِكْ فَلَا مُرْسِلَ لَهُ مِنْ رَحْمَةٍ فَلَا مُرْسِلَ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ. If Allah sends down His mercy, no one can withhold this. And if Allah snatches it away, no one can call it. How much lower in humiliation, how much more hardship, how much more torment and suffering does this ummah want to undergo before it will realize that the root cause of its problem is that it has made war with Allah. No superpower and no technology and no educational institution and no government and no individual, and no human being, and no army is ever going to restore the honor of this ummah as long as it makes war with Allah. Around us are the athar and the signs of the ghadab of Allah. Tirmidhi Sharif riwayat, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, idhat tukhidha al-fay'u duwala وَالْأَمَانَةُ مَغْنَمَا وَالزَّكَاةُ مَغْرَمَا وَتُعَلِّمَ لِغَيْرِ الدِّينِ وَأَطَاعَ الرَّجُلُ إِمْرَاتَهُ وَعَقَّ أُمَّهُ وَأَدْنَى صَدِيقَهُ وَأَقْصَى أَبَاهُ وَأُكْرِمَ الرَّجُلُ مَخَافَةَ شَرِّهِ وَرَفَعَتِ الْأَصْوَاتُ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ وَكَانَ زَعِيمُ الْقَوْمِ فَاسِقُهُمْ وَسَادَةَ الْقَبِيلَةَ أَرْذَلُهُمْ وظهرت القينات والمعازف وشربت الخمور ولبس الحرير ولعن آخر هذه الأمة أولها. He said, when majority of the wealth will go into the hands of a few people, in this is ishara, indication to riba becoming arm. That when interest will become the order of the day, because that economy which is based on riba, this must happen. Majority of the wealth will go in the hands of a few. There will be a large gap and the masses will be deprived. He said, when riba will become arm, when the trust will be misappropriated, each one's gaze will be on the next one's pocket. How to empty his pocket to fill my coffers. Take a loan from him, do whatever, but fulfill my needs and desires. Zakat will be considered to be a tax. Ibadat of Allah will be a burden. The knowledge of deen will be acquired for worldly purposes. Men will become obedient to their wives. Once was a period of time, the husband is leaving the house. He's not going in the path of Allah, he's going to the bazaar. Yet the wife will call out from behind, إِيَّاكَ وَكَسْبِ الْحَرَامِ فَإِنَّا نَصْبِرُ عَلَى الْجُوعُ وَلَا نَصْبِرُ عَلَى نَارِ جَهَنَّمُ. Beware of bringing haram into my home. I can make sabr on hunger. I will never be able to make sabr over the azab of Jahannam. One was that period of time. And now, يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ لَا يُبَالِ الْمَرْءُ مَا أَخَذَ أَمِنَ الْحَلَالِ أَمْ مِنَ الْحَرَامِ. People will not care where it is coming from, whether it's riba, whether it's interest, whether it's bribery, whether it's deception, whether it's usurping. They will not care whether it's halal or haram as long as the coffers are being full. Every occasion a new outfit, every season change of furniture. How many of the commands of Allah are being broken to fulfill the najais dictates of the wives and families? وَأَطَارَ الرَّجُلُ إِمْرَاتَهُ وَأَقَّ أُمَّهُ. Men will become obedient to their wives, disobedient to their mothers. How is it possible when the master of this ummah said that that person who is blessed and honored by Allah to be given the opportunity that his parents flower into old age in front of him and still he fails to gain Jannat by serving them, may Allah curse him. How can it be possible that in the ummah of that Nabi, old age homes come into existence? How can it be possible when such dictates of purity are handed down by the master that in that same ummah, the wife, the queen in the main house, the elderly mother in the outhouse, eking away the little that remains of her existence in hardship and difficulty, unable to express even one word of complaint for fear of the rebuke that she will receive from her own offspring. وَأَطَارَ الرَّجُلُ إِمْرَاتَهُ وَأَقَّ أُمَّهُ. Men will become obedient to their wives, disobedient to their mothers. أَدَنَا صَدِيقَهُ وَأَقْصَى أَبَاهُ. They will honor their friends, look up to their friends, and look down upon their fathers. One youngster, Allama Sakhawi Rahmatullah has mentioned this riwayat in Al-Maqasid Al-Hasana. One youngster came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to complain. He said, my father sometimes uses my wealth without my permission. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sends for his father, elderly sahabi, walking stick, back hunched over, frail, old. When he receives the news that your son has launched a complaint about you in the court of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he is very, very hurt. An inherent part of the nature of Arabs was poetry. So in his heart, he gives vent to his hurt in the form of a poem which he doesn't utter to anyone. Just formulates it in his own heart as he is walking to the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jibreel is sent. And oh my beloved Nabi, when that sahabi comes, ask him what are the words he formed in his heart. This elderly sahabi, hunched over, walking on a stick, when he comes in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to him, that what were those words that you formed in your heart? He's absolutely astonished. He says, Wallahi, la yazalullahu yaziduna bika yaqeenan ya Rasulullah. Oh Allah's qasam. Oh my beloved Nabi, Allah continues to increase our yaqeen upon you. Shay'an qultuhu fi nafsi. It was something I formulated in my heart. Ma sami'athu udhunaya. My own ears didn't hear it. Are you saying to me that my Allah heard it? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, yes. He says, غَذَوْتُكَ مَوْلُودًا وَمُنْتُكَ يَافِعًا تُعَلُّ بِمَا أَجْنِي عَلَيْكَ وَتُنْهَلُ وَإِذَا لَيْلَةً ضَاقَتْكَ بِالسَّقْمِ لَمْ أَبِتْ لِسَّقْمِكَ إِلَّا سَاهِرًا أَتَمَلْمَلُ كَأَنِّي أَنَا الْمَطْرُوقُ دُونَكَ بِالَّذِي طُرِقْتَ بِهِ دُونِي فَعِينِي تَهْمَلُ تَخَافُ الرَّدَى نَفْسِي عَلَيْكَ وَإِنَّهَا لَتَعْلَمُ أَنَّ الْمَوْتَ وَقْتٌ مُؤَجَّلُ فَلَمَّا بَلَغْتَ السِّنَّ وَالْغَايَةَ الَّتِي إِلَيْهَا مَدَامَا كُنْتُ فِيكَ أُؤَمِّلُ جَعَلْتَ جَزَائِي غِلْظَةً وَفَظَاظَةً كَأَنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْمُنْعِمُ المتفضل فليتك إن لم تر حق أبوتي فعلت كما الجار المجاور يفعل فأوليتني حق الجوار ولم تكن علي بمال دون مالك تبخل. Sahaba say like rain droplets, the tears were dripping from the cheeks of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he heard the heart-rending words of the Sahabi. The crux of what he said, oh my beloved son, from a young age I nurtured you while sacrificing my own desires. In order to give fruit to your hopes and aspirations, I sacrificed my own. In order for your flower to bloom, I allowed my own flower to ebb. You would stay awake at night, I would stay awake with you. You would be restless, I would be restless with you. When you became ill, it was as if I became ill with you. Each time you cried out in pain, it was as if my heart was being wrenched in two pieces. And it was as if I was crying out in pain. I stood at your bedside whilst you were sick, crying out to Allah, let him not die, let him not die, whilst I knew that death could only come upon its appointed time. Then what happened? Oh my son, youth caused your flower to bloom, while old age caused my flower to wither. Youth caused you to be filled with ebullience and strength and vigor, while old age sapped my energy and caused me to become frail and weak. In this moment of frailty and weakness, the spark of hope entered my heart that just as I was a support to him, he would become a support to me. Just as I held his hand and led him through life, he would assist me. In this moment of weakness, I turn to you, yet my son, you reacted with such harshness and you spoke to me with such cruelty that it appeared to me as if my entire life was a lie and that in fact you had brought me up, I had not brought you up. Oh my son, if you could not be a son to me, at least you could have been a neighbor to me, because even a neighbor to some extent considers the right of his neighbor. Sahaba say, فَأَخَذَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِتَلَابِيبِ إِبْنِهِ. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam caught hold of the collar of this youngster and said, get away from my majlis. أَنْتَ وَمَالُكَ لِأَبِيكَ. You and your wealth belong to your father. وَأَدَنَا صَدِيقَهُ وَأَقْصَى أَبَاهُ. Friends will be looked up to. Fathers will be looked down upon. رَفَعَتِ الْأَصْوَاتُ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ. Voices will be raised in the masjids. Arguments will take place in the masjids. People will be honored for worldly reason. The leaders will become the worst dredges of society. Musical instruments will become the order of the day. The pop stars, those who are destroying the very moral fiber of society, will be looked up to, will be revered, will be honored. People whose every day is in sharab and every night is in zina will be praised and honored. Men will wear gold. One riwayat, men will wear silk. Youngsters, gold necklaces around the neck. Youngsters dressing like females. Why? I'm giving expression to my individuality. Music will become the order of the day. The latest instruments in cars, fast speeds, youngsters driving with the boofers and weefers and tweeters and whatever it is blaring. What will happen if they meet with an accident? What will happen if they die in that condition? What is going to be their hashar tomorrow? When the last section of this ummah will begin to curse the first section of this ummah, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when these 15 things become apparent in my ummah, فَلْيَرْتَقِبُوا عِنَّ ذَلِكَ رِيحًا حَمْرَى وَخَصْفًا وَمَسْخًا. He said, then wait. This ummah, by its actions, has signed the writ, the declaration of war with Allah. This ummah has invited the wrath of Allah upon it. He said, wait for the azab of Allah. Wait for red winds to blow. Wait for people's faces to be distorted. Wait for humiliation upon humiliation, hardship upon hardship. This perception has come out of the hearts of the ummah. That Ya Allah, it is my zina, it is my riba, it is my haram, it is my treachery, it is my azan upon azan, falling on deaf ears, that has brought about the difficulty upon the ummah. Ya Allah, I am making tawbah now. How much more do we want to happen? How much more do we want the ummah to suffer? How much longer are we going to make law with Allah? وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Allah says, we will make you taste a small azab in this world before the big azab of akhirat. Not because Allah has forsaken you. Allah loves us. Allah is still waiting for us. But a mother also, despite the love for her child, she beats the child. Sometimes she'll beat the child blue-black also. Allah has not gone over to the other side. 3 centuries the humiliation of this ummah is spanning. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will never change the condition of a people until they themselves do not change. The thinking of this ummah has gone wrong. The hopes and aspirations of this ummah has gone wrong. The direction of this ummah has gone wrong. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. The apparent things of this world, we know and are convinced about. Of akhirat we have become ghafil. Of our Allah we have become ghafil. Of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam we have become ghafil. Of that maqsad and purpose and object for which Allah sent us, we have become ghafil. We have angered Allah by our gunas, and we have angered Allah by turning our backs on that responsibility which Allah selected and chose us for. The time has come for tawbah. Each one, wherever he is, has to raise his hands and let those tears of remorse and regret fall. Ya Allah, when I turn my back on the day of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the night of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the fikr and the cry and the pain of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when this heart of mine beat with the love of things besides you, when this tongue of mine invited to entities besides you, Ya Allah, I have cut myself off from you. This ummah is suffering because of me. Enough now, Ya Allah, enough. How much more do we want to happen? How much lower do we want to sink in humiliation? When are we going to raise our hands before Allah? This ijtima' is not some gathering. It's not bayans for entertainment. We have made war with Allah. This ummat, i'tiqadi taur par, on the basis of its conviction, Allah forgive us, is treading the road of shirk. Shops are doing, jobs are doing, degrees are doing, hankering and hankering and hankering after the worthless, useless dunya, while insaniyat in droves, in millions and billions are going to Jahannam. While our youth have already become the coals of Jahannam. What aqibat, what anjam are we expecting for our young girls? Every day, أيما امرأة استعترت فمرت بقوم ليجدوا ريحها فهي زانية. A woman who puts perfume and walks in public so that men can scent her, Janabi Rasulullah said she is zania. Those children were born on Fitrat de Salima. Kullu mauludin yuladu ala al-fitra. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said every child is born on the natural inclination to obey Allah. Allah instilled in his obedience in them. There was supposed to be an environment of masjid, an environment of iman that would induce in these children the obedience of Allah. Yet those zalim parents made zulam on their own children when they lost sight of their maqsad. And they trained those children and they brought those children to draw the lanat of Allah on them. To daily earn jahannam. How much longer are we going to tread this road of masiyat? One year's profit goes down. One month's sale goes down. And we'll have sleepless nights. The destruction of every order of Allah is not even causing frown lines to come on our forehead. This is an ummah that was sent, selected, chosen for Allah's deen. Its days had to be alive as the days of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam were. Its nights had to be alive as the nights of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam were. La'allahum yarji'un. Allah says we are making you taste this azab. Not because Allah has forsaken you. Come back to your Allah. What does it mean, come back to your Allah? Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَوِسْتَفْتَحُونِي كُلَّ بَابٍ وَجَاؤُونِي مِنْ كُلِّ طَرِيقٍ لَأَفْتَحُ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَّا أَيَّدْخُلُوا وَرَاكَ يَا حَبِيبِي يَا مُحَمَّدَا. Allah says, if they open every door and they come on every road, I will never grant them my closeness. I will never grant them my mercy. I will never grant them my forgiveness, except that they do not come upon your road, O my beloved, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a Nabi. Adambi alayhimu salatu was salam. Allah ta'ala sends salam upon them in the Quran. Salamun ala Musa wa Harun. Salamun ala Ilyasin. Salamun ala Ibrahim. Salamun ala Nuhin fil alameen. Salam upon Nuh, salam upon Ibrahim, salam upon Musa, salam upon Harun, salam upon Ilyasin alayhimus salam. When it came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the whole expression of Quran changed. Adha anbiya salam, salam, salam for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna Allah. Allah didn't say salamun ala Muhammad. Inna Allah. This word inna. Normally in Urdu you say beshak. In English, verily, certainly. These crippled languages cannot translate Quran. This is just for our understanding. Inna. Inna Allah. Verily, Allah. Wa malaikatahu. Allah doesn't say wal malaika and the angels. Wa malaikatahu and Allah's angels. He brings his name again. Inna Allah. Verily Allah and Allah's angels. Yusalluna. The tense is broad. What is called mudari', in other words, that creates a meaning of perpetuity. Ascending durood. Not Allah says, not that Allah sent durood. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu, Allah and His malaika yusalluna, are doing and are continuing to do. Yusalluna ala nabi. Such a nabi. One sahaba say he went into sajda and he remained so long in sajda that they thought that he had passed away. When he got up from that sajda, they asked him, "Oh my beloved Nabi, what happened?" He said, "This was sajda e shukr. This was sajda to show gratitude to my Allah. Jibreel has come and informed me that whichever ummati of mine sends durood upon me, Allah will send 10 rahmats upon him." "227 times in the Quran Allah addresses him. Yet never once by his name. In the whole Quran you will not find Ya Muhammad. Other Anbiya alayhimus salam were addressed by their names. Ya Adam uskun anta wa zawjukal jannah. Wa qila ya Nuhu bid bi salamin minna. Wa nadaynahu ya Ibrahim. Wa ma tilka bi yaminika ya Musa. Ya Zakariya inna nubashiruka bi ghulam. Ya Yahya khudil kitaba bi quwa. Ya Dawood inna ja'alnaka khalifa. Ya Isa ibn Maryam anta qulta lin nas." Other Anbiya were addressed by their names. Ya Nuh, Ya Dawood, Ya Isa, Ya Zakariya. Approximately 227 times, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is addressed, yet never once by his name. Ya ayyuhan nabi, ya ayyuhan rasul, ya ayyuhal muzammil, ya ayyuhal muddathir. Allah used laqab, title, to address him. Because the reverence and honor is more. Once some Bedouins came from outside Medina Munawwara, they stood in front of his house. Ya Muhammad. They call out his name. Immediately Jibreel is sent. La taj'alu du'a ar-rasuli baynakum ka du'a ba'dikum ba'da. When I do not address my Nabi by his name, how can you address him by his name? Do not address the Nabi like you address one another. In Mi'raj, he addressed Allah Ta'ala. Crux of the riwayat. Alanta li Dawood al-Hadid. O my Allah, for Dawood alayhi salam you softened lead. وَأَحْيَيْتَ لِعِيسَى الْمَوْتَى. For Isa alayhi salam you brought the dead to life. وَسَخَّرْتَ لِسُلَيْمَانَ الْرِيَاحَ وَالشَّيَاطِينَ. For Sulaiman alayhi salam you subjugated the winds and the shayateen. And the other virtues of Adam bi alayhi salatu wasalam were mentioned. فَمَاذَا جَعَلْتَ لِي. Oh my Allah, what have you kept for me? Allah Ta'ala replies, أَوَلَيْسَ قَدْ أَعْطَيْتُكَ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ كُلِّهِ. Oh my beloved Nabi, have I not given you better than all this? أَمَّا أَنْتَ فَحَبِيبُ اللَّهِ. You are the beloved of Allah. وَاللَّا ذُكِرْتْ إِلَّا ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي. And from now till Qiyamah, my name will not be taken, but your name will be taken with my name. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And look at the cognizance of this in the Quran. Aminu billahi wa rasulihi, istajibu lillahi wa li rasulihi, kafaru billahi wa rasulihi, fa'adhanu biharbin minallahi wa rasulihi, bara'atun minallahi wa rasulihi, adhanun minallahi wa rasulihi, wallahu wa rasuluhu ahakku an yurdu, wa man yuti'illaha wa rasul, wa man yushaqiqillaha wa rasul, wa man yuhadidillaha wa rasul. Allah dhukirt, illa dhukirt ma'i. My name will not be taken, but your name with my name. Wa rafa'na laka dhikrak. We raised your dhikr, we raised your mention to such an extent. Abu Nu'aym mentions the riwayat in Hilya. Oha Allah Ta'ala ila Musa, Nabi Bani Israel, annahu man laqiyani, wa huwa jahidun bi Ahmad, adkhaltuhu an-nar. Allah sends wahi to Musa alayhi salam. That person who meets me on the day of judgment, and he has rejected Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah says, I will put him into Jahannam. Immediately Musa alayhi salam asked, Waman Ahmad? Oh Allah, who is this Ahmad? Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala replies, Ma khalaqtu khalqan akrama alayya minhu. I have not created any creation more honored in my eyes than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. كتبت اسمه مع اسمي على العرش قبل أن أخلق السماوات والأرض. I have written his name next to my name on my arsh before the creation of the heavens and the earth. وَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ لَمُحَرَّمَةٌ عَلَىٰ جَمِيعِ خَلْقِي حَتَّى يَدْخُلَهَا هُوَ وَأُمَّتُهُ. And I have made Jannat haram forbidden upon the entire creation until Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his ummah does not enter Jannat. Such a Nabi. Allama Suyuti rahmatullahi alayhi, on the authority of Abu Naim's Hilya, mentions a riwayat in Khasais al-Kubra. That he says when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a little baby in the lap of his mother Amina, nazalat sahabatun, a cloud descended, faghashiyatuhu wa ghayyabatuhu, and this cloud covered the body of this child. Then it lifted up and a voice called out from the unseen, tufu bihi mashariq al-ard wa magharibaha liya'rifu bismihi wa na'tihi wa suratihi. Take this child to the east and the west. Let the entire creation come to know the name of my Nabi. Let them come to know his appearance. Let them come to know his beauty. Let them come to know his status. وَآتُوهُ خُلُقَ آدَمْ وَمَعْرِفَةَ شِيثْ وَشُجَاعَةَ نُوحْ وَخُلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمْ وَاسْتِسْلَامَ إِسْمَعِيلْ وَفَصَاحَةَ صَالِحْ وَحِكْمَةَ لُوطْ وَرِضَى إِسْحَاقِ وَبُشْرَى يَعْقُوبْ وَشِدَّةَ مُوسَى وَجِهَادَ يُوشَعْ وَحُبَّ دَانِيَالْ وَوَقَارَ يُونُسْ وطاعة إلياس وصبر أيوب ولحن داود وعصمة يحيى وزهد عيسى واغمسوه في أخلاق النبيين. Grant him the أخلاق of Adam عليه السلام, the معرفت of Shis عليه السلام, the bravery of Nuh عليه السلام, the eloquence of Salih alayhi salam, the wisdom of Lut alayhi salam, the friendship of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the sacrifices of Ismail alayhi salam, the contentment of Ishaq alayhi salam, the glad tidings of Yaqub alayhi salam, the strength of Musa alayhi salam, the jihad of Yusha alayhi salam, the love of Daniel alayhi salam, the reverence of Yunus alayhi salam, the obedience of Ilyas alayhi salam, the sabr of Ayyub alayhi salam, the voice of Dawood alayhi salam, the abstinence of Yahya alayhi salam, the piety of Isa alayhi salam, waghmisuhu fi akhlaqin nabiyyin, and anoint him with the akhlaq of 124,000 anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. He was made jami'u sifatil anbiya, the special attributes of every Nabi of Allah collectively was placed in the zat and personality of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he was a little baby, for the next 63 years, he went higher and higher in stature till he became the final word in every aspect of praise. In sabr, no one in humanity like him. In praising Allah, no one in humanity like him. In generosity, no one in humanity like him. In bravery, no one in humanity like him. In taqwa, no one in humanity like him. In tawakkul, no one in humanity like him. In inabat, no one in humanity like him. In knowledge, no one in humanity like him. In nubuwat, no one in humanity like him. In tolerance, no one in humanity like him. And the list can go on and on. Hassan bin Thabit, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, it is doubtful whether in the annals of history anyone uttered words so eloquent in expressing the beauty of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as were uttered by this sahabi when he stood on the minbar of Masjid al-Nabawi looking at the noble countenance of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the words flowed from his lips, wa ahsana minka lam tara qattu ayni wa ajmala minka lam talid an-nisaa'u khuliqata mubarran min kulli 'aybi ka'annaka qad khuliqta kama tashaa. He says, more magnificent than you, my eyes have never seen. More beautiful than you, no woman has ever given birth to a child. You have been created free from every blemish. It appears to me, O my beloved Nabi, as if you told Allah how to create you, and Allah created you on your desires. Such a Nabi. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I walked with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkah Mukarrama, mustaqbalahu hajar, wala shajar, wala madar, illa qala as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. He did not pass by a sand heap, he did not pass by a stone, he did not pass by a clump of sand, except that it addressed him and said, peace and salutations be upon you, O the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a Nabi in Badr, Ukasha bin Mihsan, Al-Hirthan Al-Asadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, fighting, his sword breaks. He comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَأَخَذَ لَهُ جِزْلًا مِنَ الْحَطَبْ فَدَفَعُهُ إِلَيْهِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes a bamboo stick, breaks it off from the tree, gives it in his hand and says, قَاتِلْ بِهَذَا يَا عُكَاشَ. O Ukasha, fight with this. Sahabi accepts the bamboo stick. فَهَزَّهُ فَعَادَ فِي يَدِهِ سَيْفًا صَارِمًا طويل القامة شديد المتن أبيض الحديدة. Instantly the bamboo stick in the hand turns into a shining blazing sword. Such a Nabi, Qatada bin Nu'man radiallahu ta'ala anhu, comes to him in Uhud. His eyeball has fallen out of its socket. With the eyeball in his hand, he presents it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picks up the eyeball, makes dua to Allah, places it back into its socket. One is just putting it back. The myriad, countless nerves behind the eye that create connection with the brain for eyesight, this becomes better than his first eye. His son, many years later, used to say, أَنَبْنُ الَّذِي سَالَتْ عَلَى الْخَدِّ عَيْنُهُ فَرُدَّتْ بِكَفِّ الْمُصْطَفَى أَحْسَنُ الردي فعادت كما كانت لأول مرة فيا حسن ما فيا حسن ما عيني ويا حسن ما كفي. He used to say, I am the son of the one whose eyeballs flowed down his cheeks. It was returned back to its socket by the hand of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It became better than his first eye. What a beautiful eye and what a beautiful hand that placed that eye. Such a Nabi, this ummah was sent to go to one person, introduce them to the greatness of Allah, introduce them to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We are the workers of the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we are taking pride. I am a businessman. I am a lawyer. I am a college professor. I have a degree from Harvard University. I have a degree from Oxford University. My children studied in Australia. I've got this investment. I have achieved that. This is nothing. This has no value. This ummah was given something greater than all this. The cry of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the day of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the night of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one sunnat has to become more valuable than the seven heavens and the seven earths and everything it contains. In Pakistan, there was one school in Lahore. The couple who established that school were Oxford University graduates, husband and wife team. And they marketed the school on this basis, that if you want your child to be proficient in the ways of the West and in the language of the West, send them to this school. The roll was 600 of that school. The school was full with a waiting list a mile long. This couple went 40 days in the path of Allah. The value of sunnat, the value of the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered the heart. They came back. The elders gave advice, don't do radical changes, introduce slowly, open the door, don't break the door. So two changes they made. The girls must come dressed in long dresses with ijar and with a scarf. And the boys must come instead of when the eye falls on them, this is my interpretation, instead of when the eye falls on them of being reminded of the enemies of Allah, one must be reminded of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That dressing code was changed, that's all. 95% Muslim country, within 1 month the roll from 600 had dropped to 200. No more waiting list. One alim writes, he said the English ruled the Indo-Pak subcontinent for 3 centuries. When they left, they returned back the independence of the Indo-Pak subcontinent, but they left behind their azmat in the hearts of the people. Whose way have we forsaken? What value do we have for the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What was that qurbani for? What was that hardship for? What was that sacrifice for? So that his ummah today could give empty lip service to his ishq and muhabbat.